Now we're ready to begin chapter 2. After seeing this great cherubim of God in the form of a chariot, which was actually a war wagon, its purpose was to bring destruction and wrath of God upon those people who disobeyed him. And we're talking about Jerusalem and Judea. And also this would include Israel. And then falling down before this, because the appearance of it was the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And then he heard a voice of one that spake. So in the first verse of chapter 2, "And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak with thee." He calls Ezekiel the son of man. Ezekiel and Daniel are the two prophets that are referred to as the son of man. And they are the prophets of the captivity. And no doubt he is, for one thing, doing this to show that Ezekiel is still just a man. Although he's going to be given these great prophecies and visions and have this communication with God himself, he still is a man. And he has to be reminded of this. After all, it's man about whom the great message and plan of God is about. God didn't make the plan of salvation to save angels or to save the other creatures of this world, but it's made for man. And so man is the really center of this great drama of God as it unfolds, revealing his great plan of salvation. And let's not forget that when God came to this earth, he came in the form of a man, that is, our Savior and Messiah, Jesus Christ. So he said, "Son of man, stand upon thy feet." Now it is God that raises us from our state of humility so that we can stand up and really be an upright human being. When we try to stand ourselves up and leave God out, then we have to be filled with pride, and we vaunt ourselves, and we know that pride goeth before a fall, and the proud and the haughty are those that are really opposed to God. But when we properly humble ourselves, and we realize that we do have a poverty of spirit, then we're going to be filled, we're going to be praised, and God is going to raise us up. And that's what happened in the case of Ezekiel. Ezekiel fell on his face, and God said, "Stand upon thy feet," so that when he now stands, it's not his strength and his power that he is depending upon, but it is that power that God giveth that gives him the strength then to stand and to be and to fight. So, "Stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee." Now, this phrase, "I will speak unto thee," is most important to us. It tells us several things. First of all, it tells us that God does communicate with man. He wants man to hear his message. He's giving a message that is understandable. He's giving a message that is able to be applied to the needs and to the situation of man. And so God does communicate. And he says to Ezekiel, "I will speak unto thee." This phrase also lets us know that it is intended for man to know the will of God. Now, this is not some mysterious thing that is held and kept secret from man and no way that man can find out. But God intends for man to know his will. And so when he speaks, there's a purpose behind the speaking. All of this that is written in the Bible has a purpose. And the purpose is that man will ultimately then know the will of God and be able to be acceptable to God. So he says, "I will speak unto thee." Verse 2, "And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me." So at this time, the Spirit entered into Ezekiel. Here, this would be the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Ezekiel is now able to receive miraculous information. He is now not being guided by the spirit of man, but he's being guided by the Spirit of God, so that this message, this vision that he receives, is nothing to do with man's imagination, but it is strictly the message of God received through the medium of the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit entered into him and set me up on my feet. That is, Ezekiel was now in the upright position. He was now in the position to go about carrying out the work of God. He was going to be an active, viable prophet of God. set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Here again, we want to notice that he did hear. He heard what God had to say. He comprehended the message. And that's the first thing all of us have to do before we can take one step toward pleasing God. We must first hear. We must first know what he says. We must first acquaint ourselves with the message of God. Ezekiel did hear. I heard him that spake unto me. Verse 3, and he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even unto this very day. So he tells Ezekiel in this third verse that his message, that his job is not going to be an easy one. He's going to have a very difficult job. He's going to the children of Israel, and he says to a rebellious nation, and this word nation should be translated in the plural, indicating that it wasn't even one nation, but it had actually divided, and we know that it had, Israel and Judea. And he's talking about the both nations then. He's talking about all of the children of God, and they're rebellious. To a rebellious nation, or to rebellious nations that had rebelled against me. They've turned against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even to this very day. They're still guilty of these same sins. They have not changed at all. And your job is to go to them. Now, they're not going to like the message that you have to give them. You've got a hard message to deliver. You've got a hard job. But you do your job, and whether or not they hear you is their business. That's their responsibility for not hearing, but it is your responsibility to go to them and to give them the message. I'm sending you to a rebellious people. I'm sending you to a non-receptive or an unreceptive audience. And so you've got a hard job, and he is warning Ezekiel about that. And so it is with us today. Our job is to produce a good life and to give the message of God, and whether or not the rebellious people hear it or not, that's their responsibility. But we must discharge our responsibility and our obligation, though they are rebellious. Our time has expired at this time, so we will close at that point. Thank you.